The journey. The journey.
It's all about the journey. It's all about the journey.
And for Morgan State University softball 2024,
it was quite the journey.
It was quite the journey.
0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Ball game. Lady Bears get it done. Robo set for the 2-2. That one's hit in the air right at Amber Rebus. Makes the catch. Morgan completes the sweep.
They rung up 30 regular season wins on their way to a grand total of a program record 35 wins.
Caught by Mia Yule to end the game.
18 of those wins came in conference. A sparkling 18-3 MEAC slate. Good enough to secure their fourth consecutive MEAC regular season championship.
Regular season champs in 24, your Morgan State University Lady Bears.
It was a journey built on consistency.
High in the sky to right field. Amber Rivas coming on, makes the catch, throws to second, double play, ball game.
Built on big moments.
Double play as Amber Rivas threw behind Finley. Lady Bears complete the sweep.
Built on big hits.
That one's hit on a rope, deep left field. It'll get to the fence. Anaya Hunt with a two RBI double.
Built on big pitches.
3-2, swung on and missed, strike three. Big punch out by Emily Robo. Robo to the rescue.
Built on a refuse to lose mentality.
Here comes the 2-1 to Millie Cousins. On the ground, base
That's
hit,
it. Base hit. Hit.
Lady Bears bounce back and win it with an RBI game-winning single by Millie Cousins. Millie Cousins, your hero. She tied it with a double in her last at-bat. She won it with a single in this at-bat.
A journey built on responding to adversity. The Lady Bears would get tested in the very first game of the 2024 MEAC tournament.
Jayla Barr, 5 home runs, second on the team. 29 RBI, first on the team. One ball, no strike pitch. That one's hit in the air, left field. Looking up as an eye hunt, gone! Over the left field fence, Jayla Barr goes bye-bye.
That three-run shot gave North Carolina Central a three-run first inning lead. It's all the runs they would get. It would prove to be all the runs they would need.
North Carolina Central gets it done. They beat the Lady Bears 3-1. Got three runs in the first inning on a home run. Never scored again, never needed to score again.
Nobody ever said this thing was going to be easy. Nobody ever said that there weren't going to be some bumps in the road. Not about do you get down, it's about do you get back up. If it was easy to be a champion, everybody would be a champion. Lady Bears softball in 2024 was all about getting back up and getting it done.
Kiki with the backhand. She'll toss across. Got her. Sweet play by Kiki in the hole. Short.
Right.
Pitch to G. Rip to left center field. Gotta get to the fence. G rounding first. She's hitting for second. Here comes the throw. It's late. Stand up double for Gia Tor. Her second two-bagger of the ball game. Bostead turns the corner first. Heading for second. She wants three. On her way to third. She's in there standing. Able to make the catch. Pulls out her Willie Mays over-the-shoulder action as Mia Yule retreating in center, able to track it down. She's out! The base stealer gunned down by Allie Keener. She's thrown out her ninth base runner. When you try to steal on the sophomore, there could be consequences, ramifications, and repercussions.
They couldn't lose again. They didn't lose again. First up, a meeting with the Hawks of Maryland Eastern Shore. Ultimately, Morgan State University would send the ladies from Eastern Shore back to the shore.
One ball, two strike pitch to Kelsey Ekstrom. Strike three called. Ball game. In a must-win situation, Lady Bears get the dub. 7-4 final over the Hawks of Maryland Eastern Shore.
Morgan State would show the shore the door. Defeating Maryland Eastern Shore meant Morgan would be moving on. The next day of the tournament, Friday, Morgan would have to play twice. Morgan would have to win twice. First up on the hit list, the Lady Bulldogs of South Carolina State. Just the night before, South Carolina State was coming off a huge upset of the second-seeded Howard University Bison, sending the Bison packing and back to D.C. Now the Lady Bulldogs were looking to take out the top-seeded Morgan State Lady Bears. South Carolina State would jump out to an early lead, but the Lady Bears showed resilience. The Lady Bears found a way. They fought back. They came back against the Bulldogs of South Carolina State. It wasn't easy. It took extra innings. And finally, in the bottom of the eighth inning, the birthday girl, Tori Fletcher, brought her bat to the plate with a mission in mind. That one's on the ground. That's a base hit. Ellie Bosted coming home with the winning run. Safe. That's your ball game. Game-winning RBI by the birthday girl. Tori Fletcher wins it for Morgan in extra innings. Hey, Tori, it's your birthday. We're going to win the game because it's your birthday. Morgan State gets an RBI rip from the birthday girl, Tori Fletcher, to win in extra innings, 3-2 over the Bulldogs of South Carolina State. That was fun, but that wouldn't be enough. Morgan couldn't celebrate for long because they had to turn around and play another game the same day. Game number two on semifinal Friday, the opposition, North Carolina Central. The team that won it all a year ago. The team that already defeated Morgan in this tournament. It was time for the Lady Bears to get a second opportunity against the Lady Eagles of North Carolina Central. Central would grab an early lead. So the question was, would Morgan have the resolve? Would Morgan have the fight back to bounce back? Y'all know the answer.
This is how we do it.
Both to center field, gonna get to the fence. Turning third base is Maya Wilkins. She's hitting home. She scores.
Here we go. Three balls, two strikes, bases juiced. Here comes the payoff to pause.
Gonna get gap. Gonna score Amber Rivas. Gonna score Ellie Bosted. Two-run single from Mel Paz. Lady Bears grab the lead at 4-3.
This is how we do it.
Here comes the 3-1.
That one smoked. Deep left field. Gonna get down. Gonna get gap. Gonna score Kiki. RBI double by Anaya Hunt.
And after Morgan took the lead, they had to protect the lead. Last chance for the North Carolina Central Eagles.
Three balls, two strikes, two out. Payoff pitch. Hit in the air. Mia Yule settles under. Makes the catch. Ball game. Guess who's going to the championship? Morgan State makes that move to championship Saturday. With the clean sweep today, they beat South Carolina State in game number one. Had to bounce back to do it. They beat North Carolina Central in game number two. Had to bounce back to do it.
But the Lady Bears would have to do it the hard way. They would have to win not once, but twice on championship Saturday. And they would have to do it against their crosstown rival, the Lady Eagles of Coppin State. In the first game, Morgan State would grab a lead.
Lifts one deep, center field, soaring, sailing, gone! Over the center field fence, she took Carrizosa the distance as Tori goes yard.
Morgan State would keep the lead. The Lady Bears would never look back.
Her pitch hit in the air. This should do it. Second baseman Ellie Bosted makes the catch. Ball game.
And the Bears will advance to the next game of the championship series.
Indeed, there will be a game two. First game in the bank. Lady Bears handle business 5-1.
That victory meant Morgan State and Coppin State would play one more time. Championship deciding showdown, the Bear, the Eagle. Winner take all. You win. and you're the 2024 champions. A tight ball game. Morgan would manufacture a couple of runs. The Lady Bears would grab a 2-0 lead. And Morgan would cling to that 2-0 lead. That is until number 12. Step to the rectangle with the bases loaded. And a new pitcher on the mound. Coppin would bring in their ace, the pitcher of the year in the MEAC, Vanessa Carrizosa. And the winner of the battle between Etor and Carrizosa decided on the first pitch.
First pitch for the right-hander Carrizosa. That one's in the air. Deep left field. High in the sky. Gone. Grand salami from G. Etor. Cleans the bases.
Wow.
G goes deep.
Wow.
The Morgan State 2-0 lead is now a Morgan State 6-0 lead. Grand slam by G. Etor has the Lady Bears in charge here in the bottom of the fifth.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's what I just said. She did what? A grand slam in the championship game to put the game away? I mean, when you a kid, you dream about hitting the grand slam in the championship game. Everybody had that dream growing up, 3 o'clock in the morning, hitting the grand slam. To actually do it in the actual championship game, how does that feel? Talk to me, G.
It still doesn't even feel real. Like, it still doesn't feel real to this moment. You know, it was big. It solidified the win. So it feels great to be able to have my team's back and solidify the win. You know, coming into this game, we had to be aggressive. You know, they're our rivalry of Baltimore. So it was big for us, and I'm happy that I was able to do it.
Coppin's last chance came in the seventh with two gone. Up to the plate stepped Serena Esparza in the circle for Morgan State, Emily Robo.
Pitch to Serena Esparza. It's in the air. This should do it. Caught. Ball game. Lady Bears get it done. The champs are wearing orange and blue. Morgan State puts it away. They sweep away Coppin State today.
For Morgan State University softball in 2024, 17 reasons for the team's success. Reason number one, Nia Lewis.
Nia Lewis on the move. Nia Lewis safe. The sophomore with the clean swipe. Nia Lewis now in scoring position representing the tying run. Coming home, Nia Lewis safe. Nia Lewis scores from second base. Nia with the tying run. We are brand new at 2-2. Scoring all the way from second base.
Reason number two, Maya Wilkins.
That one's hit in the air, sharply to center field. Maya Wilkins, straight away center field. Line drive poke by the senior. Maya Wilkins goes yard.
Reason number three, Serena Rodriguez.
The Simi Valley, California native Serena Rodriguez rings her up, strike three looking. Watkins a spectator as the first batter that Serena Rodriguez faces on the collegiate level, a strikeout. Rodriguez, toe on rubber, the Morgan freshman serves up the 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Gad Hickman reaching for it.
Reason number four, Cassie White.
Two balls, no strikes, 2-0.
That one's roped in the right. That's the base hit. Here comes G. Etor. She'll score a run. Base hit by Cassie White gives Morgan a 3-0 lead.
Reason number five. Number seven, Millie Cousins.
First pitch to Millie Cousins. That one's roped in the field. That's going to be a base hit. It'll get to the fence. Rounding third is Mia Yule. She'll score to tie the game. A double thunder from down under.
Reason number six. Number eight, Kiki Lake.
Here comes the 3-1 from Robo. That one's on the ground. Shortstop Kiki Fields steps on second for one. Over to first, double play. 6-3, Kiki to Gigi to retire the side.
Reason number seven, number 12, G Atul.
High in the sky, deep left field, going back, gone. 2-run bomb. A soaring, sailing shot over the left field fence.
Reason number 8, number 13, Mia Yule.
One ball, no strike, pitch to Mia.
Nine to left field. That'll be a base hit. Hard hit by Mia. Got bat on that. Did the Morgan senior, Mia Yule.
Reason number 9, number 17, Emily Robo.
Here comes a 1-2. Swung on and missed strike 3. Robo does her job. In the circle, gets the strikeout to end the inning.
Reason number 10, number 18, Chandler Mitchell.
Laced in the left field. That one's going to get down. It's going to get to the fence. Watch Chandler run. Round second. Heading for third. Dives in with a leadoff triplet. Off the stick of the Jersey girl, Chandler Mitchell.
Reason number 11, number 21, Ellie Bosted.
Ellie Bosted, toe on rubber, freshman right-hander, serves up the 0-2. Swung on and missed strike 3. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, Abigail Perry. Back to the dugout, one gone.
Reason number 12, number 22, Mel Paz.
That one's in the air, center field, retreating as Ruiz looks up, gone. Home run, Mel Paz. Straight away center field, got all of it. Paz goes deep. Morgan adds to the cushion. On the solo shot to center, off the sweet stick of Melissa Paz.
Reason number 13, number 23, Hunter Newman.
That stroke down the left field line. Turning third, Giator hitting home with the run. Meanwhile, at second base is Hunter Newman. RBI pinch hit double
and
by
I'm
the
so,
freshman.
I'm so glad she's celebrating on second because I have nothing to say but clutch.
Reason number 14, number 27, Tori Fletcher.
2-0 on the way. Rope deep left field. This one's soaring, sailing out of here. Tori Fletcher tees off a rocket to left field. Her first bomb of the 2024 campaign.
Reason number 15, number 42, Anaya Hunt.
Pitch to Hunt. On the ground, up the middle, base hit. Rounding third is Mia Yule heading home. She'll score without a throw. RBI single for Anaya Hunt. 2-for-2 on the day.
Reason number 16, number 55, Amber Rivas.
One ball, two strike pitch, lifted into left field, a diving catch by the freshman, Amber Rivas. Went flat out to make the snatch. Good play by Rivas off the bat. Off the bat, I thought it may have been falling in, but Rivas took care of business.
And the 17th reason for Morgan State University's success, number 98, Allie Keener.
Throw down by Allie Keener, nails the base runner, Nevaeh Terrell trying to steal, but Allie Keener not having it. As she guns her down with the rocket right arm, caught stealing is Terrell, one gone.
Job well done, ladies, in 2024. And for the 7 departing seniors, you set the tone. You set the standard. You have defined what Lady Bear softball is all about. For the returning underclassmen, your job, maintain the standard. Morgan State University Lady Bear softball, a Larry Heinlein production. Associate producers, Myron Vanterpool, Joe Heinlein, Mikhail Turner. Managing producer, Gabby Bisholte. Equipment supervision, Bryce McCoy, and Director of Videography, Sebastian Taylor. Keeper of Records, Kaylin Mallory. Hey, ladies, I got an idea. In 2025, let's do it again.